12 by then, or close to it. And they moved from Washington State to Portland, Oregon. My grandfather and grandmother took a homestead up there in Washington.
How's it doing? Is it tough?
Bad, no, it is. I mean, they didn't do anything black. This thing was done at all times, but stupid.
Dad was born, and that's why.
They had already had that?
This already has it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you don't want, I mean, it's not worth it to, I'd rather Johnny just do it, press it.
Then just. Turn it off, plug it into the thing, it's hot, it's just like dirt. Turn it off, unplug it, go into the filter, it's just.
There was an area where the government had bought the land from the Indians, and they asked people to come west and settle it. And, they paid transportation on the railway to come out. And they had homesteads, so that's how it got started. My grandfather, grandmother came from Rochester, New York area.
And were they from the Caribbean country originally, or was that a generation from the back?
Well, my great-grandfather, my grandfather's father, he came from Ireland. His parents both died on a ship going to United States. He was put in an orphanage. And one rumor is that he had a sister too, but put in another orphanage and never been able to check it out. He was indentured to a man named Mr. Fagley, who raised him up to the age of 18, and had to get my half day school in and get him 2 suits. But he turned 18 and turned him loose. And he did okay. He became a judge and was three terms of supervisor in another county or something. The largest, most expensive home in the area.
So.
I figure it must have been a lot of craft. I don't believe his job paid that much. It's an 11 room house that was on the map.
Tomorrow, we're back in the hockey, you know?
Just go to Sherry House and turn
yeah,
what time is that? Oh, okay.
So, where did you stop the first time you
were in the ground?
I don't know what they were.
I think it's on now.
Like, I would guess.
To that farm, or the same?
They were eating there. And one of them was in that little house, because I saw it move, and I thought it was probably the thing, but no, a couple of birds landed, I thought it was still over there.
Okay.
Maybe they think all right about this time.
From a family of Peels, PBA.
So if we have the bunny clay,
grandmother,
they're just going to wet top.
Live next to us.
That's all they're going to have. They won't go in the water. They're kind of afraid of water, but they'll go in the mud. We can have to clean the trunks, that's all.
So who do we bring out first?
You bring them where you want to bring them. We'll keep an eye on this time. I'll be outside, but I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
So there are five boys, and then not one of them ever got married. I've checked out all my relatives from my grandfather and grandfather's share.
Which one's the best choice?
So, not very many of them. Most of them are girls.
Well, I mean, if it's really, really muddy, they'll just climb in that little hole to keep cool because it's wet. It's wet and cool. Bring the baby.
What's he doing down in Bombay? Why did he die? I don't know. Well, as I was a dumb kid, I never asked all these questions. I got my grandmother used to run with this once in a while.